This is Akashvani, the news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Prime Minister will inaugurate Indian space startup Skyroot's Infinity Campus today at 11 a.m. via video conferencing. He will also unveil Skyroot's first orbital rocket, Vikram 1, with capability to launch satellites to orbit. The state-of-the-art facility will have around 2 lakh square feet workspace for designing, developing, integrating and testing multiple launch vehicles with a capacity to build one orbital rocket every month. Skyroot is India's leading private space company founded by Pawan Chandana and Bharat Dhaka, both alumni of Indian Institutes of Technology and former scientists of ISRO turned entrepreneurs. In November 2022, Skyroot launched its suborbital rocket Vikram S, becoming the first Indian private company to launch a rocket to space. The rapid rise of private space enterprises is a testament to the success of the transformative reforms carried out by the government in the last few years, reinforcing India's leadership as a confident and capable global space power. Ahmedabad has been formally awarded hosting rights of the 2030 Commonwealth Games. The decision was approved by delegates from 74 Commonwealth nations at the General Assembly in Glasgow, United Kingdom. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has congratulated countrymen on India winning the bid, saying it is the country's collective commitment and spirit of sportsmanship that has placed India firmly on the global sporting map. Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan also expressed happiness over India winning the bid to host the Centenary Commonwealth Games 2030 in Ahmedabad. In a social media post, the Vice President said that this landmark development reflects the collective strength, talent and spirit of the nation's sporting ecosystem. A parliamentary delegation led by President of the House of Representatives of Cyprus, Anita Dimitriou, called on President Draupadi Murmu at Rashtrapati Bhavan yesterday. During the meeting, President Murmu underlined that India values its partnership with Cyprus, which is based on a shared strategic vision and mutual respect. The president noted that in recent years, political contacts, economic cooperation, defense partnership and cultural ties between India and Cyprus have deepened. She said that India-Cyprus economic ties have immense potential for expansion. She expressed confidence that such a parliamentary exchange will further strengthen the friendly relations between India and Cyprus. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will co-chair the third India-Indonesia Defence Ministers' Dialogue with Indonesian Defence Ministers Jafri Jamsuddin in New Delhi today. In a statement, the Ministry of Defence said the two ministers will review regional security developments, discuss multilateral issues and explore new areas to deepen bilateral defence cooperation. The Indonesian minister is on a two-day visit to India from November 26 to 27. India has hit out at Pakistan for its recent remarks on flag-hoisting ceremony at Ram Temple, stressing that the neighbouring country has no moral standing to lecture others. Briefing media in New Delhi last evening, External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal said New Delhi rejects the remarks with the contempt they deserve. The Ministry of External Affairs called out China's arbitrary actions with regards to the detention of an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh in Shanghai Airport. Replying to a query on China, the spokesperson said, Arunachal Pradesh is an integral and inalienable part of India, and no amount of denial by the Chinese side is going to change this indisputable reality.
Maintenance of peace and tranquility in the border regions is a prerequisite for the continued and overall development of India-China bilateral relations. Our position in this regard has always been very clear and consistent. Since October 2024, both sides have worked closely to maintain peace and tranquility in the border regions. Arbitrary actions by China involving an Indian citizen from Arunachal Pradesh are most unhelpful towards efforts being made by both sides to build mutual trust and understanding and gradually move towards normalization of bilateral relations.
The Cabinet approved the scheme to promote manufacturing of sintered rare earth permanent magnets with a financial outlay of 7,280 crore rupees. The first of its kind initiative aims to establish 6,000 metric tons per annum of integrated rare earth permanent magnet manufacturing in the country. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav highlighted that rare earth permanent magnet are one of the strongest types of permanent magnets and are vital for electric vehicles, renewable energy, electronics, aerospace and defense applications. And that is the end of this news bulletin.